Blog Talk Radio.
My listening audience on the World Wide Web. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you today, and as always, I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this fascinating one-hour presentation. If you'd like to call in, just dial 818-691-7395. That call-in number is 818-691-7395. Or you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Or you can IM me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. That's the numbers you can reach me and the emails. And again, I'm always glad to be with my listening audience on a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and of course it's Black Friday, and we're celebrating everything to do or just go out and buy whatever it is we want to buy, hopefully for an inexpensive price. And from what I understand, some people stayed up all night long to get to Black Friday, and I wish them the best because I wouldn't have did it, but anyway, we've got an exciting show for you tonight. We're going to read a couple of emails that we got in last week, and again, our show tonight is Can We Start Over? Once we realize bad things and issues come into our life. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Can we start over? Once we realize bad things and issues come into our life. So I want you to sit back and relax, get a pen and paper, and we're getting ready to start our show. And I'll be right back after this first PSA.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
I was a really loving kid. Family was always number one. But after I started using meth, my sister told me she was worried about me. I even ruined my mom's wedding. My uncle wouldn't let me near his kids. My best friend wouldn't talk to me. I ruined every relationship. I'm still trying to get my family to trust me again.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And as always, on a Friday night, we talk about a lot of positive things, and I think that's so important. Remember, we started off by saying, can we start over? Once we realize bad things and issues come into our life. Now, I know a lot of you think, like, you've been married before, you've had relationships, you've had jobs that you really wanted to hold on to, a car that was in an accident, or a bank account that just got overdrawn, or house that you lost. The question is, can you start over? Well, first of all, it's a mental question because you have to be mentally ready to start over. And the first thing that I think people don't realize is how devastated a person can be lose something that they really like and they really love or they really care for. It could be a loved one, it could be a car, it could be a job. All of those things that you lose can be devastating. Now, the issue is, can you start over? You'll hear a lot of people start saying, you're older, it's going to be more difficult to start over. Sometimes you can't. You've lost something that you feel like a house, a car, that at this stage of the game is what people say. I can't start over. It's going to be more difficult. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Again, I've always talked about Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders got started with Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is now KFC, at 70 years old. That's 7-0. That's when he actually really got started into the Kentucky Fried success business. Now, it doesn't mean he didn't do other things before, but he started turning things around at the age of 70. So when you talk about being defeated, and can you start over? You've got to first get through the first stage of going through the depression or the guilt or the unhappy feelings, because that's what you're going to feel when you lose that person that you love or something. You may go home and just wallow for a minute. You may stand there and say, you know, what have I done? Why is God punishing me? How come my friends have abandoned me? Why did he leave? Why did he walk out the door? Why did she leave? But the issue is, you don't have complete control of your destiny, but you do have control of some of the things that actually happen within your destiny. You get a couple of doors to go through. If you go to the left, there's certain situations, and if you go to the right, there's certain situations. Well, when you lose something, and you'll hear a lot of people say, well, it wasn't meant for you to have, that's not true. This person was just not good for you, and that's not true. They may not have been the best person, but again, you have opposites. And when you decide that the relationships became abusive, then it is time for you to walk away and wash your hands from it. That's what we mean by can you start all over. Now, yes, it's going to hurt if this is the father of your children. This is the guy that you had two kids by, three kids, one child. This is the girl that you wished you wanted to marry and you really wanted to be with her and you thought this was going to be forever. But something happened between you two that made you realize, or she just decided or he just decided that they're going to leave your life. So you're feeling like, hey, I've been married twice, I've been married three times, four times. I didn't seem to get it right the first time. Can I start over? Well, when you start over, and you get up like riding a bike, you scratch your knees, you scratch your shin bone, whatever you want to call it, and you say to yourself, you do the tears, and you cry, and you wonder why you couldn't balance yourself well. But then that other nature should kick in. It doesn't always kick in, but it should kick in. To say to you, you can get over this. It's not the end of the world. So you start to analyze, how do I ride this bike? How do I get my balance? And if you notice, just the natural instinct inside of you makes you sit up straighter. You get complete control of your balance, and all of a sudden you're riding the bike. Then later on, you ask your parents to take off the training wheels, because that's what the incident was. These were kind of training wheels for you. Not to say that you should measure by that, but what you're going to do is say to yourself, okay, I've fallen off my bike, I've scratched up my knees pretty bad, I have a scar for life. But can I get through life with that scar? That's what we mean by can you start over. Sometimes you get something that you do as a child that may just be plain silly. And you end up with a real bad scar. Well, as you grow, you look back and remember when you got that scar. And you remember how immature, silly you were. But you don't let that control your life. You start to say to yourself, that instinct inside starts to come about and say, hey, I can change this. Now, some of us, it takes a little longer. That instinct just doesn't kick in all the time, perhaps because we have low self-esteem, so people say. Or you're just feeling the brunt of this emotional roller coaster that you've been in with this guy. And you know you want him to look out after his children, look out after you. You've had kids by him. You've been in a relationship. But it just doesn't seem to be working. He doesn't even want to be a parent. And even though you've discussed that a million and one times, it's just not something he wants to do or she wants to do. So starting over means, all right, you accept it. You say to that person, okay, it's over with. And sometimes you can't say that. Sometimes you just need to leave without telling them. But your mind starts to say, you know what, get that energy. Reach deep down inside yourself and start. Say to yourself, I've got to do better. Not better than this, but I've got to do better. So if it's over with, it's over with. And you wrestle with it, and then pretty soon, like seeds, one day at a time, you don't call them as much, or you try to block out the memories. You don't play the same music that you used to play that you and he enjoyed. And once you gather that strength to know that you started over, you can even play those old songs. You can play the old songs. You can laugh about it. You can say, okay, I mean, I remember the good things that we had in that relationship. So I'm going to hold on to those, and I'm going to walk away from it. I remember the days that I drove that car 100,000 miles, and even though it's been taken or repossessed or just broken up, I remember the joy that car gave me. And then the house that you were in, you can look back and say, hey, I remember when I had the Christmas tree in that house, or I enjoyed my girlfriend or boyfriend or my lover or my wife in that house that we had. And you're sorry that you lost it. I mean, it does hurt. But you kind of move past it. Tonight, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and we are talking about, can we start over once we realize bad things and issues come into our life? We're going into the show, and I'm looking at my call boards, and I'm going to take another quick PSA and get it together. We are now 47 minutes left for the show. And I'm telling you, that 10 minutes went by so fast, I can't believe it. We're going to take a quick break. And this time, I'm going to play a little song for you. Again, it's from one of the books that I've written as far as being a play. And it's called I'll Never Stop Loving You, which is an ideal song for this, what we're talking about now. I mean, you don't have to stop loving the person, but sometimes you do have to get it together and walk away. But we're going to play a little bit of that song because I do love it, and it's going to be a song in one of my plays. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I'm drinking a nice cup of warm strawberry apple cider vinegar tea, and it tastes pretty good. I know I like it, so I don't know about you. But we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet.
Hola.
Yolanda, habla Lorena.
¿Qué pasa?
Los vestidos de damas de honor para la boda de Verónica.
Oh, no. Dime que no son fucsia.
No, no son fucsia.
Entonces, ¿qué? Son muy llamativos, con puntillas y volados. Fantástico. Vamos a parecer como un desfile de payasos.
Ay, no, no, nada de eso. Son bastante simples. Lo que me preocupa es el material.
Ah, lo sabía. Específicamente le dije que no eligiera chifón. Está pasado de moda.
No es chifón.
Entonces, ¿qué es?
Están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas.
¿Qué? No, no te escuché bien. Sonó como que están hechos de viejas páginas amarillas.
Has oído correctamente. Tiene que ver con el reciclaje y la buena fortuna en el día de su boda.
Oh, fantástico. ¿Cómo voy a saber si los hombres me están mirando a mí o si están buscando el número de teléfono de un mecánico?
Ay, tú sí que eres graciosa.
Hay una mejor forma de reciclar sus viejas vías telefónicas de Dex. Lo hemos hecho fácil, conveniente y en su área. Llame al 1-877-2-GET-DEX o visite dexknows.com.
Well, we're back, and I played I'll Never Stop Loving You, and then I also played one of our PSAs that's in Spanish, as we do every week, because we do have a large Spanish audience. But tonight, we are talking about Can You Start Over? Now, you know, I know a lot of you think, like, well, Don's always talking about all this positivity, and sometimes I don't think he understands how a person feels emotionally, but I do. And when friends of mine come to me for counseling or I'm talking to somebody that needs some counseling, I try to advise them that to kind of think of yourself like a butterfly. And I showed that in one of the prayer videos I just finished. And if you think about that butterfly, it was the butterfly before it changed into that. Possibly a caterpillar. Now, you got to think about the metamorphosis of that. That's starting over. Even though you were doing whatever you were doing before, crawling around or whatever, the instinct in you at a certain time came when you turned into this beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, butterfly. Well, think of yourself like that. If you've been in an abusive relationship and you get kind of scarred up, just think about as you change and get away from that, you do start over and you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, I'm a beautiful female. The guys look in the mirror and put on that nice suit and tie or shirt and say, you know, I'm a handsome guy. So you start over and you start to build your confidence back up. And it's kind of like working in the gym. You know, when you first go to the gym, you can only lift maybe 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds. I know when I started off with 85 pounds. But each time that I would go back, after the muscles hurt and I took the long hot baths with all the oil and stuff in there to make me feel good and getting a massage, I started to notice that after 80, I could do 90. And after 90, I could do 110. So even though it seems gloomy, things aren't working out where you think, okay, I mean, I'm not getting any book sales. I'm not getting those donations that I want. But each day is a day to start over. And once you gain that strength to believe in you and to believe in whatever it is you're going after, you're going to find that your strength is going to get stronger and stronger. And you're going to start over. Now, let's take, for instance, some people in the senior citizen home. They're there, they're lonely or whatever, they're not getting the best treatment, they miss their family or whatever, but inside of them, sometimes when you start playing those video games and talking to them more, they start to come alive. They come alive and all of a sudden they're thinking about, hey, this is not the end of the world. So I still have a life. No matter how short it may be, I still can change some things. And we got to stop measuring things in time. You got to stop measuring things by what other people tell you. Because when you decide to change your life and start over, you are making a conscious decision to gain some inner strength to start to change the things that you want to change. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you want to become a painter, a photographer. Maybe you just want to write a book. But whatever it is, the answer to the question is yes, you can start over. You may have to move to another city. You shouldn't be afraid of that. I've talked to a lot of women who are comfortable with the cities they're in. And they're like, well, now I can't leave the city. I grew up there, or I had three children. I'm like, you know what? We don't have to leave tomorrow. But you could start planning and getting your head together to know that you do want to leave. And it doesn't mean you can't come back to your city to see your family or relatives or whatever. But it does mean that you've made up your mind that you're going to start over. And you're going to be successful at that. And don't measure success by what other people tell you is success. You may move to a city that only has public transportation, so you don't take your car, or you don't have your car. So people are like, well, you don't have a car. You don't need a car in certain major cities. And it doesn't mean you're never going to get a car. It just means at that moment you're starting over. You may have to start off with just a little air mattress. You go to Walmart, buy you an air mattress, blow it up, and you go to sleep. And 6 or 7 months down the road, you start to look in your apartment, and now you've got the air mattress, a stereo set, a TV, and 6 more months later, you've got a couple of nice chairs, and then after the year, you got some nice furniture that you're sitting on. You're like, man, I can't remember when I did that. Now, when I first did my first book, I'd never written a book before. I knew I wanted to get into it. I was involved in diversity marketing, and things had changed. So I sat on the back of my car, and I said, I'm going to start writing. And I got to page 1, and then I got to page 10, and every day I would write, and I kind of gauged myself. And at first, getting to the last 400 pages seemed so difficult, but each day I would start over. I'd write a new passage, spend 8-9 hours on my book. Didn't think it would ever come to an end. Now, I'm past that book. That book came out in 09, it's usually about 010, 011, and starting next year, that book in August is going to be 2 years old. So think about that. When you decide to start over and only you can make that decision. It's going to be rough, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. When you take that idea, you're going to say, well, it seems so far away. I remember when I started walking like 2-3 miles a day, I would see things that I'd say to myself, you know what? That building seems so far away. But I started measuring, you know what? I can beat this thing. I can beat this thing. I can walk. Block after block after block became shorter and shorter. And I did it. I finally got to the point where the stamina was there. My direction was there. I met good people on the road there. And I was like, you know what? I can do this. And it was the same way when I got in corporate. We're talking tonight about starting over. Can you start over when you realize that things and issues come into your life that are not always good? Do we appreciate just knowing that we have some of our destiny in our hands? But are we not in complete control of our life? When we choose to let some situations or some people in our life, it is a chance that we take and we make these decisions based on a few things that we think we know, what we call feelings, thinking issues. We can wish and hope and desire for a happy life if we can move forward to a simple life that we consider being simple. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, to my listening audience, can we start over? Yes, you can. You can really get the nerve and the desire to say, you know what? I'm not going to let anything beat me, no matter how gloomy it looks. I'm going to start over. And starting over doesn't always mean like you failed at something and it's a start over. It just means starting over means the very next day or the very next hour you decide to stop watching TV and work on your project. Starting over means cleaning up your apartment. One day you might come home and say, you know what? I'm going to clean up my apartment totally, from top to bottom. And I'm not going to quit until tonight is late. And I see the shining floor and the clean countertops. And you're going to start over. That's what starting over means. It doesn't mean that everything's been tragic. It just means starting over means, okay, it's a new plan, new day, or it's the same plan. I'm just extending it. We're talking tonight with me, Don McClure, and my call-in numbers are 818-691-7395. We've got 34 more minutes. I'm telling you, this show flies by so fast. And I may not even get a chance to read some of the emails that I got, but it flies by fast. We've got 33 more minutes for the show. Already half of it's gone. So I'm looking at my IM board. This seems to be lighting up on my Yahoo. And my Skype wasn't working last week real well. So I apologize to the Skype people that wanted to Skype me. Now, it sounds like I'm being shot by a sniper or something. They wanted to Skype me, snipe me. But I think that we're going to get that Skype thing really, really fixed so that we could do some different things. But tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And I hope you have enjoyed your family, your friends. I know my best friend, I've enjoyed him, his wife and family and everybody that's been really, really coming over and watching movies with them. And it's been a delight. And next year I plan on spending that day with my daughter and enjoying her children and playing the role of being there, not so much playing, but actually being there enjoying some good food. I think that when we look at what we have, what we've done, and how far we've came, I think we've got a lot to think about. We're 32 minutes into the show, and it's on a Friday. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and today is Friday the 25th of November. Black Friday is what they call it in some areas, and we're going to talk a little bit about ingenuity and doing and support. We really need to talk about getting some support out there for minority companies, small companies, like business-owned companies. Starting over means we need to really get ourselves together. I see one of my emails popped up, so Steen just emailed me and said, I'm listening to your show and I'm enjoying it. She's thinking about starting over. She says she's going to start all over with a brand new baby, and that's amazing to me. That she wants to have a child. I mean, starting over, I guess, means that. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're 31 minutes into the show, or at least we've only got 31 minutes left, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts, so we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students aged 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
Well, I always like those PSAs. They're very informative. I learned something. I want to send a shout out tonight for my friend in the Carolinas, Miss Flo's Bears. She has a website called Miss Flo's Bears, and she's a great person. I also want to send a shout out to Alejandra Browse. She has a website. She's in Memphis, and she's doing some great things with doing brows. And I want to send a shout-out to my best friend, Lieutenant Higgins. He has a website called SeedHouseOfGuidance.us, and that's for the people that want to donate and help children that are exiting the foster care system. And today's spa, 664, owned by Jesse Cooney in Chicago. And I'm seeing my IMs pop up all over the place. And I also want to send a shout-out somebody that I did a website for a long time ago. They actually do finger nails, and I did a site for them on nail polishing. So, I mean, I've done a lot of websites, and people were getting me to do their websites and consulting, and the list goes on. But I want to also send a shout out to my best friend in California, Chris, that helped me get my books out and get me on Kindle. She's an author herself. So, I think that we can really do some great things. And when we support businesses, and of course, go to my website, order my Christmas book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, at www.dsmpublications.net, and help me make that book number one. I need your support on that. Of course, you can get my other books, but make sure you get that one. The holidays are here, and I want that book to be successful. Now, one of the things I was talking about, starting over, there are women that are in their late 40s that want to have a child. And they figure it's been long enough, I guess, since they've had a child in the house and the pitter-patter of little feet. I know I don't want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet. I guess at that size, but maybe a dog or a cat or something or a fish. But if that's their desire, and they get checked out and they think they're healthy enough to have a healthy baby and they want this and their guy friend or their husband or whoever they're with has joined in and said, hey, we're going to do right by this baby and maybe it's going to be the next president of the United States, then by all means, start all over. Because even though people on the outside may be saying you're too old or why do you want to have a baby at this age, or can your nerves stand it, they don't know you. And that baby may bring some joy into your house that you didn't have before. It may do a bonding thing that makes you bond with that person that you care about. So if you think from all the aspects, you weighed all the numbers, and 90% says it's okay, you're healthy enough, mentally and physically, because you got to be mental for some kids. But if you think you're strong enough, then you start off all over again, and you do it. You do it for what's best for you. We're 26 minutes into the show. We're talking to Don S. McClure, and the numbers to call in are 818-691-7395. I'm on blogtalkradio.com, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. What do I like saying that? I really like my name. But you know what? In starting over, I think we examine too much of what we did wrong, and we look too much to let people tell us that, well, you know, you didn't make it, you had these issues, whatever you worked on didn't work. But I'm here to tell you that you've got to take the brunt of that because people are going to do that anyway. It's never going to be an easy road. And you're going to look back and you're going to miss some things, like I said earlier. You're going to miss that house, the car, all the suits that you had before. You're going to miss those because you worked your way up to that. But you got to remember you didn't get all those suits in one day because you didn't go out and buy them all at one time. Those suits came from effort and time and years. So if you put a lot of time into that, then just think. You're going to cut down on the time frame. You may pick consider one. You may pick three. But I remember when I lost a video collection that I really liked. I mean, truly enjoyed. I had over $3,000 worth of videos. And somebody that I was dating got angry enough and threw my DVDs and CDs out because we had already split up. And when I was sitting there thinking about those DVDs, all the movies I had, from the old movies to the new movies to the ones I could analyze, the ones I used in my career for diversity marketing, I mean, I was really hurt and devastated. I would think, like, why would a person do that? You know, throw away something that did something to me. And whether or not it was to get even with me or not, it was the issue of that. It took me a while to build up all those tapes. I mean, I had collections of Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had Rocky 1, 2, 3. I had movies that were, like, based on the Holocaust, educational movies, entertainment movies. I had all of the Alexander Dumas movies, one of the greatest writers that I admire. I mean, I had everything that I liked. When I saw a movie, I didn't rent the movies a lot. I used to rent, but I started buying movies, The Little Foxes, the older movies, the new movies. I mean, I had everything that I liked. And when I saw a movie that I liked, I paid up some money and I bought that movie. There was a video place in Vegas. They used to sell videos for $2. And I went there and me and the guys got to know each other, the managers. And when I come in and say, oh, we got a new collection over here you can look at. I mean, I had Transformers that I got for 50 cents. I became a video collector. Because I had hoped one day to have this huge library where I could walk in my film room or my studio and sit there and pop in any video I wanted to see that I liked. And when it was all gone, I was so hurt and devastated by that I thought, now how am I going to build up another $3,000 collection? Where am I going to find some videos? Matter of fact, I had one video. And some of you don't even know the actual movie called Rogers Rangers. It's out of print. So some of the DVDs that I really wanted and kept and had, you can't get them anymore. Hollywood say they don't make them anymore. So here I am in another city thinking, now, this person has destroyed what I would call my video life. But I thought to myself, I said, you know what? Well, if you bump them in, and if you search around, you could probably buy them again. And this time, maybe don't lose your stuff in somebody's house. Maybe take it with you. But it was funny to me because, you know, I started building up another collection and started adding new videos again. And I love Planet of the Apes. I think that's one of my best movies. I really like the theories behind that. And you may not have liked that movie, but I like that movie. And I had Planet of the Apes 1, Planet of the Apes 2. And, I mean, I really enjoyed those movies. And I enjoyed the love movies that I had. I remember My Fair Lady. I remember The King and I. These are all movies probably too old for some of you out there. But the joy of being able to go in my room and play what I wanted to play was just fascinating to me. So after I did the little pain thing and thinking about it, I was distraught. And then I went to Vegas and stayed a year, and that's when I found this video place. And I started buying videos again. And then I thought about that. You could go online and go to eBay, and you could pick up those same videos. So I just got another person eyeing me. I mean, my IM is lighting up. As a matter of fact, it goes boom, and then a person comes on. But what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is I was able to start rebuilding those videos, and it probably won't all be the same. I probably won't be able to get some of the movies that I had. But I had the determination after I got past the bad feelings, the hurt feelings, the feeling that somebody had betrayed what I loved. I mean, I guess they thought by doing that, and they did. Rather than fighting, they hurt me in such a way because I enjoyed those videos. I used to go home, and a friend of mine would call me from Texas while I was in Vegas, and she said, what you doing? I said, I'm watching videos. And I started getting movies like The Count of Monte Cristo over again and The Man in the Iron Mask. And I could enjoy my Fridays with my glass of wine, and sometimes friends would come over, and sometimes they wouldn't. I'd prepare me a little meal with fish and chips, and I was okay. That was starting over. Because I knew I had what I enjoyed. So starting over made me buying new shower curtains or going out to get those new boots that you like. And even though people say it's a recession and don't do this, don't do that, sometimes you get some things to make you feel better. And it doesn't always mean it's going to be totally perfect. But it does mean you're going to be able to get some things off your chest that you like. So to me, starting over, I'm going to rebuild that video collection. And I'm going to start getting back into some old jazz. One of my older brothers used to play some jazz. I mean, really, he was a good jazz enthusiast. I mean, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, all of them. I mean, he used to educate me with that. And he passed, but he was such a great person. And then over at my best friend's house, we were listening to Pandora Radio. And we started playing some old jazz. And I said, man, I mean, that memory was there. So maybe I'll start collecting some of the old jazz he used to play, like Bird and Monk. And get into that. So starting over sometimes just means regrouping. But you can do it. We're 18 minutes into the show. It's almost over. I'm telling you, this thing flies by. And I enjoy every Friday that I do. My IM is flashing up. And I don't have any callers tonight, as usual, though. I don't get as many calls as I get IMs. And my Skype's not working. And like I said, I apologize to the people for last week. But I've met some really, really good people on the Internet, and I'm looking forward to building some great relationships with them. Some are going to be very special, so you never know what I'm going to tell you in 6 months, a year or so. Who knows? I may even say, oh, hey, I'm getting married. But you never know. But anyway, I may even say I'm moving to Spain. You never know about me. You know how I am. But again, we're 17 minutes into the show, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. So we're going to play that soundtrack again. I'll Never Stop Loving You, because I want you to remember that song. It's from the 30s, from Doris Day. And I'm going to use that song as one of the backdrops and one of the plays that I'm going to be doing, which is from my second book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. And that's a great book. You can get it on my website. www.dsmpublications.net. So we're going to take a quick break, and I shall be right back with 17 minutes into the show. And I'm enjoying my Friday, drinking my tea. I wish I had some rum in there or something, a little wine, but I'm just kidding for my Christian friends. Don't worry. But anyway, we'll be right back on the Don S. McClure Show.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you. We'll live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet.
Hey, you know, I listen to the words in that song, and I'm telling you, man, wouldn't that be nice to have somebody tell you in your ear, I'll never stop loving you, while you slow dance or drink some wine and look in your eyes and you see the little googly googlies in there. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm having a ball. It's Don S. McClure. What did I say to Google Google? Sometimes I wonder where do I even get that stuff from. That's kind of crazy. But so when you think about Google Google, think about me and say, oh, that doctor is a character. Anyway, we're talking about starting over. And again, I think that everybody, yes, you can. And it's not your destiny to have bad luck or bad relationships. It's not a punishment for you. It's just some things that happen, some bad decisions. But once you realize that that's all they are. They're just bad decisions. Whether you've been married 10 times, they're still bad decisions. And can you correct them? Yeah, you may get to number 9 and decide maybe you're just picking the wrong kind of guys or wrong kind of girls, or maybe you had a child with a person that you just didn't need to have a child by. But the child's here. So what you do is you take the joy of that child and you replace it with what you think hadn't happened in your relationship. I know too many times we get caught up in, like I said, the things that we don't have exactly what we want, or we don't exactly get as far as we'd like to go, or become that champion of the world. But I remember my guy that I liked a lot as a composer, Antonio Vivaldi. And I've talked about him a million and one times. Here's a man that was a great composer, died dirt poor. He was buried in a potter's grave, but his music was so phenomenal that years later, people are now playing the Vivaldi revival. And then I remember going to school, being tormented by some guys all the time, and all I wanted to do was go to school, but I got past that. So was I able to start over? Yeah. I was able to rebuild some things and do some things and become very great in a lot of people's eyes. So when you say, can you because of bad issues? I think you can. I think that you should buckle up, get your seatbelt tight, and drive your life as if you were driving in the Indianapolis 500. You know, you ever watch those guys drive those cars? Sometimes they spin out, they hit the wall, and you think they're gone. And then all of a sudden, they spin that car around, and they end up winning the race. Or you see those track runners. Sometimes that track runner is on the outside lane, and they're in the back of the pack. And it just looks like they're just not going to get that breath of air. And I was watching one of them one day, one of the Olympic shows, and these black girls were running track, and one of them was in the back. And all of a sudden, she just looked like she gained a gust of speed and air, and she took off, and all of a sudden, she was at the number 2 spot. Now, she didn't win, so let's not point it out that everybody always wins the race. But she came in 2nd. And even though she didn't come in as 1st, she still came in 2nd, so she placed. And even though she didn't get the gold, she got the silver. But the point really is that I believe that as she was running, and she felt that she was in the back, she knew she was in the back, she could see she was in the back, she gained that gust of wind that we all need to get sometimes. And those legs started moving, and she passed by almost everybody that was in the race, except the number 1 person, but she came so close to winning. Now, when you imagine your life, if you're talking about starting over, like Colonel Sanders, that was 70, maybe you don't have your youthful days anymore, or what we call youthful days, because I think you can enjoy any day as a day. But if you gain that 2nd gust of wind, that 2nd I can do it, you'd be surprised how far you can go. My favorite movie is Any Given Sunday. I love that movie. And at the end, even though they became victorious in some things, they still didn't win the complete championship and totally left the team. But he started over. And that's a film that I think you really need to look at. That one and another film called Open Range with Kevin Costner. And he meets the girl of his dreams, and he's in love with her, and I've talked about that film before. Matter of fact, we're going to do a whole show on films. And also, we're going to start coming on a Saturday. We're going to specialize on a Saturday show to start talking about what we're doing for the youth in America. So now I'm going to have 2 shows, and that one's going to come on during the daytime. But in the meantime, looking at those 2 movies, watching people start over, because that was the question in the movie. He was asking his friend, Jim Brown, could he start over again? And Jim Brown told him that he really enjoyed watching the little children play football, because it wasn't all about the things that professional football had become. It was just about the love of the game. So even though they were leaving pro ball one day, they were starting over by going back and teaching little kids how to play a sport. So you decide tonight on what your starting over is, no matter what the bad issues have been, whether it's your health, whether it's relationships, finance, whatever it is. And you say to yourself, well, yeah, I look in the mirror and I've seen some things I don't like. I admit to the mistakes I made. But now I'm going to go ahead and live my life, at least at the end of it. And we never know when the end is coming. And don't let anybody else tell you that they know when your end is coming, because they don't. But when you decide to say you're going to do some great things, you're going to be, like my friend Lieutenant Higgins says, his favorite saying is, he has a cooking show. I mean, this man did a cooking video. I don't think he's ever done a cooking video before in his life, but I enjoyed watching it. And I think when we talk about starting over, we think that if we follow what somebody else told us and all the trends and what the pastor told us and the Catholic priest told us, we live our lives so locked into what they think rather than becoming that free bird, that phoenix. And I always talk about the phoenix rising up out of the ashes. But the next time you see a butterfly, whether you see it in my tape or my prayer or whether you see it in the street, just look at the butterfly. And think about starting over. Or the next time you see somebody with a little baby in a carriage, that's life starting over. So there's a lot to be said about when the bad times come and they get into your life, and we all are going to have them. You're going to have the headaches. You're not going to feel well. But sometimes you're going to be able to say to yourself, you know what? Like Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. Hey, I should have been a singer. You know, I had a singing group one time when I was growing up. But we got 7 minutes into the show. If you'd like to call 818-691-7395, you can do so. We got 7 more minutes. And you know, when I end my show, I'm going to play I'll Never Stop Loving You. I mean, I can't wait till I can whisper that in somebody's ear and say, I'll never stop loving you. That's going to be so nice. But anyway, it's been a good Friday. And I've had a chance to talk to my listening audience, which is, like I said, has grown to over 1,000 listeners. So I think that from my first show to my 19th show, and I wish my family a happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, whatever they want to call it, sharing together and starting over from whatever had happened, changing their minds and doing something different. But starting over, which I think is a great thing. I think when you have the courage enough to admit whatever it was that went along with whatever it is you were doing, and I've ran into people who were on drugs and they started over, who weren't on drugs and smoked cigarettes, they're starting over. And a lot of times, like I said, when you run into things, do you have enough courage to say, I can start over? And just because I've had some bad times, or I didn't listen to my parents, or I didn't listen to some of the people that kind of told me some things, but you still can start over like that butterfly, which is why I like butterflies. I mean, I have them in pictures. I dream about butterflies. I can get butterflies in my stomach sometimes before I do a lecture. But you think about that. Find something that you can hold on to, whether it's your artwork or playing on the computer or just finding you a chair to sit in. Like my best friend, he finds a chair, and that's his tranquility. He gets in there and wiggles around and plays some music that he likes. He's a fan of Sam Cooke's, and he plays that for himself. You find something that you like, something that, whether it's sitting in your car, going for a walk, but you can start over and get that energy, that gust of wind. No matter what happens to us, I'm telling you, you can start over. How long that start over minute lasts is up to you, but you can actually start over no matter what happens to you. And that's the thing we have to think about. So again, can we start over once we realize bad things and issues come into our life? And do we appreciate just knowing that we have some of our destiny in our hands, but not all? Because some things are just pre-planned for our life anyway. But we are not in complete control of our life. When we choose to let some situations or some people in our life, it is a chance. These are the chances that you take. You may get a heartbreak from that. You may get the best love of your life. You may keep that person till the end of time. So I think that when you think about that, and you say to yourself, listen, no matter how gloomy it gets, I'm not going to let this beat me. I might feel bad. I might have a headache. I may need some sleep, some rest. But when you do that, when you say to yourself, I can start over no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad he or she treated me or left me, or and I feel distraught about that. I remember once as a kid sitting in my backyard, and my first little girlfriend had quit me. And my mother, I was crying all over the place, and I talked to my mom, and she was like, well, you know what? That won't be the last love of your life. And, of course, I was all brokenhearted and boo-hoo, and her baby was hurt. But she's the one that gave me that advice, like, look, this is not the end. So you can get past that. And, of course, at that time, you're thinking it's the end of the world. I mean, there's no other girl going to ever be anybody else. And you're only 9 years old, 11 years old. You think that, oh, you'll never, never, never fall in love again at 11 years old. Which is kind of stupid, but that's how you think. But you grab a hold of yourself with some encouragement and love from your mom and try to find somebody around you that encourages you. We got 2 more minutes into the show. I'm going to leave you early tonight, and I'm going to play my song, Bewitched. I'm going to switch up on you. And I may play something different after that, because I got a couple songs I'm going to try to work into my play. But I'm going to leave the show tonight early, and I just may play it. I'm trying to see what's on my soundboard. What would I want to fascinate my audience with? I don't know. I like that I'll Never Stop Loving You, but I think I'm going to end my show with an Aretha song. How about that? So we only got a minute to go, 90 seconds, so my producer says. So I'm going to say what I always say, good night and enjoy life, because that's all you have. And that's the end of my Friday night show. So listen to my music, and I'll be back with you next week.
cigarettes, and then we'll take a magic carpet ride. Yes, we will. And we'll tell our smoky friends, hey, don't you forget, because you got to keep us.
Thank you.